Station. Good morning and welcome to another Retromello Eurovision. Harry, how are you?
Very fine today, Lennart. And you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah, nice.
It's another day and another year.
Yes.
In 1979, Israel won the Eurovision for the second year in a row with Hallelujah, sung by Milk and Honey.
Yes. Mm.
But they didn't want to host.
No. It's too expensive.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
And they're not even participating in 1980.
Yeah.
So instead, the Netherlands are hosting in The Hague.
Yeah.
It's the 19th of April, 1980.
Yeah.
So now we're in the 80s.
Yes.
And funny thing, each country's song is presented by a representative from their own country.
Yeah.
And they're also speaking in their country's language.
Yes.
Which is kind of fun.
And it's very unusual.
Yes. I don't think that's happened before or since.
No.
Or after.
No.
Yeah. It's but it's a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
There are 19 songs competing.
And among them, Morocco.
Morocco is here for the first and last time. Israel is not participating. Maybe they were afraid of winning for a third time.
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But we're going to get started,
yep.
And as usual, we do the flip, flop, and plop.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? If we both like the song, what is it then, Ari?
It's a flip.
It's a flip. If we both dislike it...
It's a flop.
And if it ever happens that we disagree...
Well, God forbid, it's a plop.
Yes, it is. So let's get started, and we're going to start, as we usually do, with song number one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
So song number one comes from Austria, and it's the band Blue Danube singing Du bist Musik. Blue Danube, there's no information about them. They must have been there and never appeared anywhere else. I don't know. Maybe they were big in the Netherlands. Or Austria, I mean.
Austria.
This song, it's a happy song, and it feels good that it's opening this contest because it sort of suits, but it's also very, very repetitive and therefore a big flop.
Yes, it's a typical Austrian Schlager, like they say. It's quite meaningless and lame as a melody.
Yes.
It's a clear flop for me too.
Oh, agreeing.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to move on and we're going to go to song number two.
Yes. Song number two is from Turkey with a singer Ayda Pekkan and her song Petrol. And I think this is a very ethno and very Turkish melody.
Yes.
But it lacks a real melody besides the chorus where Ayda repeats Petrol countless times. I can't afford or reward it with otherwise than a flip. A flop.
A flop.
A flop.
Okay, well, that's good because I'm going to flip it.
I like it.
I like it a lot. I like that it has the Turkish sound to it. And I like... Is it about petrol?
Yeah, about oil. Yes, I think so, yeah.
I don't know. But I think it's actually quite good. So it's our first plop.
Yes.
Yes. And we're going to move on to song number three.
Yeah.
Song number three comes from Greece, and it's Anavissi and the Epikouri singing Autostop.
Yeah.
Anavissi will compete again in 1982 for Cyprus, and then she will come back in 2006, where she will be Carola's arch nemesis.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, she's a very good artist, she's a very good singer. This song, I like it a lot. I always have, And it's because it's just so cheerful and nice.
Yeah.
So it's a flip.
I think it's a well-known singer, as you say, Anja Vissi.
Yes.
With a simple little song. But I can't reward it with a flip out of the same reason as with Turkey. It's a clear flop for me.
Oh, there we go. Another yeah. plop.
Yes.
okay. So we're going to move on to the next song, which is number 4.
Yeah. Number 4 is from Luxembourg with the singers Sophie and Magali. And the song title is Papa Penguin. I like this song as it has a clear, recognizable melody, verse and chorus. And add to it the humor I find in the performance. Therefore, it's a clear flip.
Well, it's a flop.
Oh.
Because it's... This is like a children's song
yeah.
almost. Mm-hmm. And I don't really understand it. Mm. I can't for the girls, what was their name?
Sophie and Magali.
Yes. Mm. They look really cool. Mm. But then they have this middle-aged man dressed like a penguin jumping around on stage. And I can't, and for some reason that is almost scary.
But have you ever seen a penguin?
Another middle-aged man dressed like a penguin. That's not what we see in our local zoo. Oh, but yeah, so I have to flop it. It but of course, it's very memorable.
Yeah, it's funny.
As a song, it's a flop
yeah.
for me.
Okay.
So, a third flop.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what we're going to do with song number 5.
Yeah.
So the fifth song of the evening is from Morocco, appearing for the first time and the last time so far. Maybe they will come back someday.
Yeah.
We'll see. The singer is called Samira Ben Said, and the song is called Bitakap Hub.
Yeah.
And it's a very ethno-sounding song.
Yeah.
It's like, if I imagine a song from Morocco, this is sort of what it would sound like. But I don't, I don't know if it's a cultural difference, but it just doesn't do it for me.
No.
So I'm afraid I have to flop it.
Yes, I agree. It's very ethno and very American as a melody.
Yes.
It's not my cup of tea at all, so it's a clear flop for
yes.
me too.
And they didn't do very well in the competition.
No.
I think they were 18th place or something. We'll
yeah.
see later. But maybe that's why they didn't compete again, which is kind of sad, because
yeah.
I think that the contest would be very interesting with sounds from all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
but that was song number 5, so logically we're going to go to song number 6.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Harry?
Yes, I am. Song number 6 is from Italy with the singer Alan Sorrenti. And the song title is Non So Che Dare. I think this is a very dull melody, and they try to compensate it with a chic outfit. It's a clear flop.
No, this is a clear flip.
Oh.
My God, this is so good. This is so Italian. This is so... I really, really like this song.
You like their outfit, I think.
I like their outfits. I like the song.
Okay.
In so many ways.
You are forgiven.
Yes, I am forgiven. Yeah, but I just think it's so Italian and it's so melodramatic. It's just so good.
Oh
okay. Different opinion. So it's another flop. Plop.
Plop, plop. Yeah.
Let's see what we're going to do with song number 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Competing as number 7 in this competition is Denmark
yeah.
and the artist band known as Bamses Vänner,
yeah.
which is sort of translated to Friends of the Bear or sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... We have a famous cartoon in Sweden called Bamse. I don't know if that's famous in Denmark.
Yeah.
If it's a play on that, I don't know.
Mm.
The song is called Tänka Alltid På Dig, which is always thinking about you.
Yeah.
This song is, I don't know, is it a joke?
Mm.
I think it is a joke. For me, it's a joke. I don't like it at all. It's a flop.
It's a flip. Okay. It's a slow and relaxed melody, a ballad with a group that has different outfits than the Italian singers. Not so chic, but the melody is better and worth a flip.
And we have to also mention that in Denmark, Bamse Svenne is like a big thing. They were like huge in Denmark. Okay.
But our plop is huge.
Yes,
here.
Our plop is... There are many plops. Yeah. Plopping away.
Will they ever end?
No. We'll see if... We have another plop at number 8.
Yeah. Song number 8 is from Sweden with the singer Thomas Ledin, and the song title is Just Nu, which means right now.
Right now. Yeah. Yep.
And Thomas Ledin is a good singer and songwriter.
Yes.
And this song Just Nu is a nice try to renew the competition and make it more modern and contemporary. So yes. It's a clear flip.
Yes, I agree. It's a flip for me too.
Yeah.
This song is, you know, Thomas Ledin is a very big artist in Swedish. Sweden. Has many, many classic songs. So, yes, this is good. Although, I don't think it's winning material.
No.
So it was a very weak flip for me. I need to say this.
Okay.
So let's see what we have in store for song number 9.
Yes.
Song number 9 comes from Switzerland, and the artist is Paola singing Cinema. Paola competed in 1969 in the Eurovision. She tried to win again and compete again in the Eurovision in 1982, but she didn't qualify from the Switzerland competition. Yes. She also hosted a candid camera show on TV for 10 years.
Whoa.
Yes. But what about this song? This is sort of a little bit of a Eurovision classic, isn't it, Harry?
Yes, it is.
Yes. So therefore, it's a flip.
Yes, it's a clear flip. I remember this song a little bit, and it still has its charm, as in 1980s. I haven't heard it much after that.
No.
But I like it.
No, when you heard it again, you liked it.
Yes.
Just like me. Just like me. Okay, so... It's next up is number 10.
Yeah.
And that's Finland.
Okay. Number 10 is from Finland with the singer Vesa-Matti Loiri, and the song title is Huilumies. And as always, I'm a little bit biased towards Finland. And this song is telling about the flute and its flutist.
Yes.
And the singer is one of Finland's most famous artists and actors.
Yes.
Maybe not everybody realizes that there is some humor and wisdom in the lyrics, but I understand it. And I like the melody. It's a flip.
Yes. What does Huli mean? What does
a flutist.
As a flutist. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Vesa-Matti...
Loiri.
His message doesn't go through to me, so it's a flop. Since I don't understand what he's singing, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But it's also a song that's... It doesn't really have a catchy refrain for me.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid I must flop it.
Okay. It's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop. Another flop. We're going to go through to number... 10.
Norway. 11. Norway.
11, sorry. 11, which is another Nordic country.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Song number 11 comes from Norway, and it's the singers Sverre Kjelsberg and Mattis Hætta. And they're singing and they're joiking.
Yeah.
And this is such a Eurovision classic.
Mm.
The joiking in this song is such an amazing thing. I think it's just lovely and wonderful. And the line, joik is more powerful than gunpowder.
Yeah.
just that line alone
yeah.
makes it a clear flip.
Yeah, and the subtitle you forgot to say, it's a Sami Ednan,
oh.
and that means the earth of the Samis,
oh.
The land of the Samis.
Yes.
And this song is a very has a very important message.
Yes.
It's worth a flip, especially due to the joik.
Yes, yeah. yes. So, very good song from Norway.
Good, well-known flip.
Yes, unforgettable.
Yes.
Okay, so... We're at number 12.
Yeah. Number 12 is from Germany with the singer Katja Epstein. And the song title is Theater.
Yes.
It's a well-produced song with a clear melody,
yes.
but I can't find it interesting
oh.
in any way. It's a boring song, a flop.
Oh, it's a flip.
Okay.
I truly, truly love Katja Epstein, of course.
Yeah.
She's like a Eurovision icon.
Yeah.
So, of course, she has to have a flip.
Yeah.
Oh, God. okay. So, song number 13 is yeah. from the UK. Let's see what they got for us.
Okay.
Okay, so song number 13 comes from the United Kingdom. It's the band Prima Donna singing Love Enough for Two.
Yeah.
This band was only active for 1 year, which makes me kind of think that it's a manufactured band.
Yeah.
I get the feeling they were put together for the purpose of competing in Eurovision, and so is the song.
Yeah.
It's very cheerful, but also feels very... unnatural. It's a flop.
Yes, it's a clear flop.
Oh.
It's a typical Eurovision entry from the UK.
Yes.
I found it very predictable and kind of boring.
Yes.
And the stage show is like a pickerel.
This is sort of what the UK did back in those days.
Yes.
These cheerful
yeah.
band songs. They will succeed in 1981. They will make a good one.
But yeah.
So far it's been So, yeah.
So it's a flop.
It's a flop.
Yeah.
So, song number 14, it's from Portugal.
Yes. Song number 14 is from Portugal with the singer José Kid. And the song title is Grande, Grande Amor. I think this is a song. This song leads nowhere. It's a simple melody and a clear flop.
Yes, I agree. It's a flop. It just like you said, it goes nowhere. But still, he does a good job. But
yeah.
he's sitting behind the piano, and that makes it a flop.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yes, it is. So we're moving on to number 15.
Yeah.
Okay, so song number 15 comes from the Netherlands,
yeah.
which is the hosting country.
Yes.
The artist is Maggie McNeil singing about Amsterdam. Maggie McNeil was in Eurovision in 1974,
oh.
singing I See a Star, which was also a very good song.
Yeah.
I think it came second after ABBA,
yes.
I'm not sure. It's very good anyway. This is also very, very good. I think it's a tribute to Amsterdam. It's a song you hear every now and then.
Yeah.
So definite flip.
Yes, it's a clear flip. It's a strong and beautiful song. It has a clear, recognizable melody with a
yes.
beautiful verse and somehow bombastic chorus.
Yes.
It's a very nice song.
Yes. So should we do number 16?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Song number 16 is from France and with the group Profil. And the song title is "Hé Hé Monsieur's Dance." It's a happy tune from France. It's a nice melody, even if a bit repetitive in the long run. But it's a flip anyway.
Yes, it's a clear flip. Yeah. I love this. I love their outfits. I love the song.
Yeah.
It's like a disco bop.
Yeah.
Ooh, so good. So okay. good. And I didn't remember it.
No.
But when I saw it, I loved it.
Yeah.
So, very good song. Very well done, France.
Yeah, it's a flip.
Let's see what we have for number 17.
Yes.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. I've been crying such a long time with such a lot of
okay, so it's time for number 17, yeah. And it's Ireland. Johnny Logan,
yeah.
What's Another Year? Mm. This song was such a massive, massive hit in the 80s.
Mm.
I remember it very, very, very well. It's a true classic. Mm. And of course, it's the winning song. Everybody probably knows that. And actually, it had no competition for me. It's even though I think this year is pretty strong, this is the outstanding song that deserved the win totally. Super flip.
Yes, it's a clear flip. What a breakthrough for the young Johnny.
Yes.
It's one of the best Eurovision songs and so worth it to win in 1980.
Yes.
So we are agreed on it.
Yes. Yeah. And I heard somewhere in an interview with him that he was so nervous performing that he but he does it so well.
Yeah.
And he will come back.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going on to number 18, which is the next to last song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Song number 18 is from Spain with the group Trigo Limpio, and the song is named Quédate Esta Noche. I think this it's a nice try, but too dramatic as a song, though a simple melody. It's a flop.
Yes, I agree. It's a flop for me too. It just doesn't. It just isn't memorable for me.
No,
I don't remember it. I don't think I will remember it. No. So yeah. A flop to Spain.
We agree. Yeah.
So we're going to move on to song number 19, which is the last song of the evening.
Yes.
From Belgium.
Yep. Eurovision. Eurovision.
Eurovision. So the last song of the evening, number 19, comes from Belgium, and it's the band Telex singing Eurovision, and I love this. I know we're probably going to disagree, but I need to say my words, my piece. So Telex actually has a cult following, this band, because I think actually they were ahead of their times.
Yeah.
This is giving me Kraftwerk vibes, and it's electronica, and it's Eurovision, and it's so wonderful. I love the robotic voice, so this is so good. If it hasn't been for Johnny Logan, this would have been my winner.
Oh.
So it's a flip, flippity flip.
Oh, it's a strong flop. it's a joke entry sung by a brain-dead singer. And a ridiculous verse and chorus.
Oh.
Stupid melody, worth a lousy result, so I want to see it lost.
Now we know why there is war in the world.
This is the third world war now.
Yes. Oh, well, it's agree to disagree.
Yeah, it's a plot.
Yes. So we've gone through all the 19 songs. Let's go through the results, shall we?
Yes.
Eurovision. Okay, so what was the result of Eurovision 1980? Mm. We all know who the winning song was, but finishing in the very last spot at number 19, we have Finland.
Yeah.
Yes, with only 6 points.
Oh.
So that song didn't do it for the jurors in Europe.
No.
Finishing at number 18, we have Morocco.
Mm.
Maybe that's why they didn't return.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope maybe they will return someday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
At number 17, we have Telex singing Eurovision from Belgium. Yeah. Deserved a lot better, in my opinion.
No, it deserved worse.
Okay.
It's a plop from us.
Yeah. At number 16, we have Norway.
Oh.
Which is...
We liked it.
Yeah,
Flip.
I think it's very... It's one of the most memorable songs from this year.
Yeah.
Number 15, we have Turkey, Petrol.
Yes, it's a plop for us.
Yes, it is. I liked it, you didn't, I think.
Yeah.
But I think it deserved better.
Mm.
On the other hand, at number 14, we have Denmark, Bamses and Venom.
Yeah, it's a plop for us also,
I think it deserved worse.
Yeah.
Okay. At number 13, we have Anna Vissi singing for Greece, Auto Stop.
Also a plop.
Yes. Mm. At number 12, we have Spain.
Yeah, it's a flop. No, yes, it's a flop for us.
Yes, I think that could have switched places with some other songs further down the list.
Yeah.
At number 11, we have France, Profil.
Yeah. It's a flip for us.
Yeah, I think that deserved a lot better. Yeah. I think that should have been top five.
Yes.
At number 10, we have Sweden.
Oh, it's a flip. No, it's a flop. Plop.
No, it's a flip.
Okay, yes. Yes, it's a... I'm sorry.
We both liked it.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
But I think... Actually, number 10 is okay for that song.
Yeah, it is.
It's not... No. So...
It's quite good.
It's quite good.
Mm.
Number 9, we have Papa Penguin from Luxembourg.
It's a plop.
Yes. Yeah. I think it deserved worse.
Mm.
But it's a memorable, catchy earworm, so why not? Mm. Number 8, we have Austria, Blue Danube, Du bist Musik.
Oh, it's a flop for both of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that still wound up in the top 10.
Yeah.
Number 7, we have Portugal, José Cid.
It was also flop for us.
Yes.
Mm.
So we seem to flop, we'll be flopping the top 10. Oh, okay, we'll see. Number 6, Italy.
And it's a...
Flop.
Flop, yeah. Flop, yeah.
Yes.
We disagreed.
Yes.
Mm.
Number 5, we have the Netherlands, Amsterdam.
It's a clear flip.
Yes.
Mm.
And I think also Switzerland's Paula singing Simonema at number 4.
Yes, it's a clear flip.
Yes, so... We're doing good then.
Yeah.
Number 3, we have the UK, Love Enough for Two.
It's a flop for us. Yeah.
I think that song is totally unmemorable.
Yeah, and worthless.
Yes.
Mm.
Number 2, we have Katja Epstein singing Theater from Germany.
It's a plop, and you liked it. I didn't. Yeah.
I have better taste.
Well, according to this. Yeah.
And of course, number 1 will be Johnny Logan. Taking home the victory for Ireland for the second time.
Yeah.
They will win it quite a few more times and Johnny Logan will be back.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a flip.
Yes, it's a flip. So, Eurovision 1980, Harry.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts?
Well, it's a quite good Eurovision. And we had, I think, quite many props.
Yes.
We disagreed a lot.
Yes, we did. But I think it's... It's a better year than 1979.
Yes. Yeah.
There are a lot of songs. The level is higher here.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That's why there were so many plops.
Yeah. And we had strong taste. I recognize.
Yes, we do.
And personal taste.
Personal taste, but that's the way it is. Yeah. That's how music works.
Mm.
So that means that in 1981 we'll be going to Ireland, Dublin, I think.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
That was Eurovision 1980.
Mm.
Any final words? No.
I think we have said too much already.
We have said too much already.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for listening and goodbye. And hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.